one of the week. If you want to get a dilemma into us over the weekend, you can email talk@beat102103.com. You ready for this one?
Go for it.
Hey, Beat Breakfast, don't read out my name on this. No problem. I won't read out your name. Having a bit of a bad run on bad dates lately, but thought I would ask what you made of this. Went out with a lad at the weekend and the date went well. He had good chat and I found myself laughing, which is a good sign. I was right. Like, I could definitely go out with him again.
Okay.
The bill came and he picked it up and said, I'll get this. Even though I looked you up on LinkedIn and you're on some big money, I'd say, you can get the next one. You're the breadwinner. And then he laughed. I left feeling very down about it. I didn't find it funny. Am I being oversensitive? Is it weird that he looked up my LinkedIn and guessed my salary? What do you think? Should I see him again?
Okay, this is an interesting one. I do think you're probably being a little oversensitive. It sounds like he might have been trying to make a joke, but it's a weird thing to say on a date. I looked you up on LinkedIn and I've kind of guessed what your salary is. Because if you were to look at anyone on LinkedIn, you'd guess everyone's on 150 grand because everyone bigs themselves up on LinkedIn.
I think it's a really strange...
Do you?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't think it's strange to look up somebody's social media if you just met
them. See, I always say, I don't know what Israel doing on LinkedIn over there. I don't know what Israel doing. How can you... obviously you can. You could decipher what somebody is earning based
on... You can't really decipher.
Well, AI would probably tell you.
No, but I think you look at the career progression and manager there. Oh, they must be on big money. But you couldn't guess.
Or they actually Googled it. Do you know what I mean? They did that kind of deep dive. Normally I would be of the opinion that, yes, of course you're going to do a little bit of a deep dive if you're going on a date with somebody. Of course you're going to check out their socials or whatever. But I do find it a little bit strange to say, even as a joke, do I not have a good sense of humour that I would probably... I can understand where she's coming from, that she took it a little bit he's having a laugh about what I earn. I just think it was a little bit too soon to make a joke about potentially you being the one that has more money than him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's too soon. Maybe after a few dates. But I can see why she was a little bit insulted. I'd probably still go on another date with him.
I'd
probably see what he's like. But I don't know.
If I looked up your LinkedIn now, what would I gauge? What would I gather?
Well, you'd be paying for the dinner. I don't know. Go on. But why didn't you gather? She had just seen my work history.
On the lines.
I think it's... Do you not think it's a bit weird? I do think... Amy, I know you're filming me right now, so it's hard to talk. But do you not think it's a bit strange to look somebody up and then say, oh, you earn more money than me?
It is, especially on the first date when you don't know his intentions. Is it a joke or is it oh, it's a bit... is he jealous?
Do you know she was an owner of a media company?
Huh?
Yeah. An owner of a media.
The things I learned about
bling,
you.
Bling.
No.
Oh, yeah. Owner.
I don't
media.
Have that media company anymore.
Wow. I didn't know this.
I don't know. Am I being wrong? Because normally I'm so it's fine. And just see him again. And it's not. I just don't know if it's funny.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know if I would
maybe
find
it was
it
a
funny.
Joke that didn't land right. But I do think there's a little bit oversensitive on this. But maybe I'm wrong. Give us your thoughts. 0851029103. People are very split on this.
Yeah.
I have to say, it's very split down the middle. We'll read the text first.
Yeah, okay.
Brenda says, no, I don't think that's a joke at all. It's a red flag in my opinion. Why did he go and check out her salary? Is it her salary or her he's interested in? I'd be dumping him. It's way too soon to be making those kind of remarks. Definitely not.
Nick said, as someone who hates a man looking me up on social media or anywhere else before a date, I would crack if he did or said that. Disgusting behaviour. Now, Nick, I did try and call you because I did want to have a chat with you, but I think it's normal to look somebody up, but it's probably not normal to reference everything that
well,
you see.
Well, it's probably the equivalent would be the looking them up on Insta and then referencing, you went on that fancy holiday in 2019. That looked expensive.
No, that would freak me out as well.
Similar. Yeah. PJ says, give it another go, but keep an eye on it. He might have a chip on his shoulder about it and feel insecure, which would be annoying.
Ailish, dear emailer, if you put yourself on LinkedIn, then you know people will look at it. You are 100% being too sensitive and obviously have an insecurity about your finances or wages. That is a you issue, not a him issue.
Interesting.
I didn't get that from it at all, that she felt insecure or that she was questioning her role. Alan in Tip, good morning, mister.
Good morning.
Well,
I don't want you to feel deflated. I don't want you to feel like all men are doomed on the back of this dilemma. Like, I suppose context is everything, isn't it?
It is, but I mean, it's so simple. We actually done, myself and my wife, I told her, Google, and for anyone listening, Google, just Google your name and your location.
Okay.
And the first thing for most people who come up is LinkedIn. That's all that lad done.
Not
he
me.
He basically Googled her name and wherever her location, and up she came. Now, he had a look, seeing what she'd done, but she did say he was funny. He made a joke, and now suddenly he's the worst guy in the world. I think she's had a bad look because she's very, very paranoid, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and like, do you know what? Anybody who has been in the dating world recently or who's been single for a long time, you know, if you go on a string of bad dates and you've met some people that are just a little bit, you're not sure of yourself after it, you can start to question everything. So I do take your point that, like, he thought he was being hilarious. Mm. Maybe it didn't land.
Well, I mean, she admitted herself that she laughed a lot, so she did like his humour. She just
didn't like that joke.
Okay. You can't win them all.
I know. But would you say give it a shot, put it aside, see what he's like on a second date? Yeah. Alan, you're an optimist.
I give him a go myself, only I'm married.
Well, he'd need to check your salary first on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I'd be disappointed there.
You're a star. Have a great day.
Yeah, later, Alan. Thanks so much, Alan. Bye.